The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Good morning and welcome to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and today's co-host with me is Sari Flesch, and we'll be talking to her in just one moment. Sari is a member of the advisory board from Roslyn, and she also worked with the Nassau County for over 21 years. What we're going to be talking about this morning with Sari, I think, is a very important subject. It's seniors trying to get employment. Sari is an employment specialist, and actually on Wednesday, March 11th, at Clinton G. Martin Park, Sari will be hosting from 10:30 to 12 a employment program and how somebody can get, say it, you tell me.
How someone can get back into the job market.
Okay.
Especially for someone who wants to re-enter the job market after being either let go from their previous job, who might have retired and find that they don't have the same kind of funds that they would feel comfortable living in. So they want to go back into the job market and they must have a plan.
Okay, now let's continue. First of all, how many people do you find in this situation? Is it a few people or your programs bring a big audience in?
Yes, I find, I was doing this type of work for the Nassau County Department of Health and Human Services for many years.
Okay.
And I found that there were a lot of seniors. We were working with people age 55 and over who had lost their job for one reason or another, and they were very anxious to get back into the job market, but they didn't know how to proceed writing a resume, which is the most important thing of the job search process.
Do you feel an individual can do it themselves, or should they go to one of these companies? I know there's resume companies out here. Or going to your program, you will give them the tools to be able to do it by themselves?
Well, when I was doing it for the county, we were doing it free of charge. I would encourage the job seeker to write a resume, which is like a grocery list, to itemize what their skills are, what their goal is, to make them more attractive to that future employer. So the person had to write their own resume because they know what their skills are. So you put down everything that you feel that you want to do for the future, not looking back in the past, except to look back and say, this is the accomplishments that I provided my previous employer. So you take that resume and you make it sound that you are an asset to that future company. How do you do it? You list all of your skills. You list your accomplishments so that the future employer wants to meet with you.
Okay. When you're a senior looking for employment, and this is my opinion, and you would tell me if I'm right or wrong, when you're going to be listing your accomplishments, I think then it's very important that you have to seek a job that hooks up with them. I mean, you have years of experience as a senior. If you're 65 years old looking for a job, you've been in the workforce for 30 or 40 years. You have to be very specific then, trying to search out job opportunities, right?
Yes, you have to search out job opportunities. But today, the job opportunities are not listed in the newspaper like they were years and years ago. You have to belong to different social media groups like LinkedIn or Twitter, or go on the industry website. But you can't think of yourself as a senior. You have to think of yourself as a mature worker. Don't put an age limit on your brain to say, oh, I can't do this because I'm this age. No, we are experienced people with assets that we can make a difference to that future employer. We can add to their profitability.
Terrific. Just go back to social media. Let's mm-hmm. You know, a lot of mature workers are not on social media.
That's right.
So how, you know, when you tell somebody to go to LinkedIn, I'm familiar with what LinkedIn is, but many people aren't.
Well, today, if that mature worker is not computer literate,
okay,
they have to take a course.
Okay,
they
good.
Have to know how to work that computer, take Microsoft Word, Excel, things that are going to add to their experience. There are courses that are given at the libraries, how to get on to LinkedIn, Twitter. And you can also work with your younger children in the family, because the little ones today are so adept at computer savvy that they can help that uncle or grandpa or daddy.
Right, terrific. That's a great idea. And actually, while you're talking about computer literacy, everybody knows that you can call 311 for more information. I know through Project Independence, there are various computer teaching courses throughout the town of North Hempstead at different times during the year. I'm not saying there's one going on right now, but by calling 311, I know recently they had one on Skyping. So there's definitely programs that the town would help people get involved there. You know, we're going to jump all over.
Mm-hmm.
Another issue that I have, though, is with mature people wanting to go back into the workforce, personal questions and, you know, sensitivity to somebody being older. And how is that approached? And even, unfortunately, with women, you know, there's issues that come up that they're almost illegal today. I'm sure they are.
Yes, there are. But when you write that resume, you have to not go back more than 15 years because your resume is an introduction to the future employer. So you have to make that resume not indicating that you are a mature worker, but that you might be 25 or 45 or 65. It has to not go back more than 15 years.
Let me just interrupt you there for a question. Can't go back more than 15 years, but what if you have a 65-year-old who retired at 55? Okay, they're 10 years out of the workforce, but due to circumstances, they feel they need to go back, help out a child with grandchildren, etc. Mm-hmm. Only going back 15 years is saying I have 5 years of work experience and I've done nothing for the last 10. What do they fill in there?
Oh, why? I was in my own business. I was also volunteering. I was counseling. I was trying to set up a business for myself. And you fill in those blank years with showing that you were occupied, that you weren't just sitting home reading a book.
Okay. That's important because I know I'm not a person who employs people, but if you're looking at it, you would be concerned that the person was just sitting home. Now, on the 11th, okay, somebody coming on the 11th to the program, which I think is pretty interesting. What should they bring with them?
A pencil, a pad, and if they want to bring their resume, they can. But I will be talking about how to prepare the resume, how to interview, and also we'll talk about career counseling because it's very important today for that mature worker to know exactly what their objective is because sometimes people think, oh, well, you know, I might have two or three jobs in my mind. No, you have to have one focus, and the focus is what do I want to do for the future and what skills do I have that will match up to my goal?
Okay, no, I think that is paramount because you've worked your life for money to buy your house, to buy whatever you need. If you're going back into the workforce, I think the most important thing is do with it. You're going to get the satisfaction with the paycheck, but at least you have personal satisfaction just doing something you love. And that should come across in an interview, that the person behind the desk says, this man or woman is, they're owning this job. They want to do this. This is a wonderful, you know, opportunity for me to hire this person.
Well, you have to make yourself very attractive to that employer. And the way to do it is when you first walk into that office of the future interviewer, say hello to the receptionist, say good morning. And then when you meet that interviewer, you're going to shake his hands, you're going to introduce yourself, you're going to be dressed appropriately in a business-like manner. You're going to sit down and look at that interviewer straight in the eye, and you're going to respond to questions that he asks you. Now, some of the questions you might find are a little illegal or unethical. So practice before you go on that interview. How would I respond to questions? For instance, how old are you? Oh, does your wife work? Well, those are questions that are illegal. So you have to have a smile on your face and respond to questions in a very professional manner without hurting the interviewer's, because he asked you those questions, and also to respect yourself that you are a professional person and that you know how to conduct yourself on that interview.
Okay, but that now, for our listeners, how do you answer the question? I'm asking the person how old you are, does your husband work, why are you coming back to work to help your daughter out?
Well, sometimes they won't ask those types of questions.
No, but if they do.
If they do, I will be happy to give you any confidential information when I'm hired.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. And you don't think that's a put-off? I mean, I'm just...
No, it's not.
Okay.
Because the employer today knows what questions are legal and
right, illegal. I understand that, of
They
course.
Know themselves. And so when they start to ask questions that you might know that is going to give away how old you are, those questions that are so personal are not really legitimate questions.
You don't put your date of birth on the resume?
Absolutely not. You don't put anything personal. The only thing that goes on that resume are the job objective, what job you are applying for, the skills that you have, and past accomplishments, and those employers that you worked for previously. And you only list those employers from the past 15
right,
years.
Right, okay. Very good. Now, also, I've been told it should be one page only.
Yes, that's right.
I mean, I've seen people go into, I mean, they have wonderful accomplishments, but it doesn't serve a purpose because the employer is just, you know, going to pass it by.
The resume is not a life story on a page.
Okay.
It's just an advertisement trying to get the attention of that future employer so that he wants to meet with you. It's like a teaser. Hey, this guy looks like he's very interesting. Okay. Let's call him up or her. And let's see if they can match our job description.
Okay. The interview we talked about a little bit, and we'll talk more about it. How do we get to the interview? You send your resume in. Now you didn't get a response. Do you follow up? Do you follow up twice?
Yes.
Do you keep calling until you said, please don't call us anymore?
Well, you send your resume. You either email it. Or you go online, or if you wanted to send it by mail, because usually job offers are not advertised. So you might hear about it from friends, because networking today is a very good way of trying to find out what's going on in my industry. Also, it's very important for the job seeker to go to professional groups in his own industry or association dinners where you talk to people. Hey, do you know what's going on? You know any company that might be interested in what I have to offer? Or do you know any jobs out there that are available? So once you hear about it, you call the company and you say, I'd like to know the name of the personnel manager. You then send your resume to that employment manager with a cover letter, which is most important, because that cover letter is an introduction to who you are and who you want to speak with.
Okay. Now, a cover letter, does it make sense in a cover letter to mention somebody in the organization you know? Like, I know Sari, and she referred me to or recommended I send a resume in.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. That is the best way to include that person's name. Because you want to know, you want that interviewer to know, how did you find out about this job? And so by mentioning the person's name or at the association dinner that I attended, yes, this is the way I learned about it.
Okay. And anyway, and association dinners, et cetera, should be connected to what you want.
Yes.
People have to look in the paper, and if you want to get into arts, go to the dinners that are associated with arts, not technology.
Absolutely. Well, technology is very important today. So you go, you have to do research. Everything that you do today is studying on how you want to go about finding that job, because it's a job search process and it has very many elements attached to it.
Right. And I think that's the most important thing that we're putting across so far. It is work. You want work, but it is work to get the work.
Absolutely.
What we're going to do right now is we're going to take a break, Sari. We're going to come back and continue with the interview and different questions, because this is tremendously informative. But we're currently listening to Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.